decriminalize marijuana, but only for amounts less than 30 grams if somebody happens to have it on their person. It would also allow individuals to grow 5 plants in their home, presumably. And that's about it. You know, what it will do is it'll save us a significant amount of angst and discontent in prosecuting these cases that I think even law enforcement recognize should not necessarily be part of our criminal code. So what we're doing is we're decriminalizing. We are not legalizing. I guess the, you know, what I would want listeners to understand is that we're not legalizing. We're not actually advocating the sale and distribution of marijuana. But what we are doing is we're not going to busy up law enforcement any longer with having to prosecute these cases. But still, there will be a prohibition on selling and trafficking large amounts of marijuana. But if we don't see, the thing is, we do not want to continue to support the cartels of Mexico and Central America in marketing to the United States illegal drugs. So in lifting this prohibition, at least locally, we hope to limit and reduce the amount of illegal drugs flowing to the state of Illinois.
Why not a legalization bill with excise taxes?
I don't think that my voters back home would necessarily support that. I'd need to have a little bit more communication with them in order to come to understand exactly how they might feel about that. I've had over the last 6-8 years or so that I've been either campaigning or have been serving as a state senator, I had an opportunity to talk to them on this issue in passing. And generally speaking, I think people agree that we should decriminalize it, but we don't want to actually encourage the use of a substance like this. Would not suggest anyone smoke anything, really, quite frankly. And illegal substances, you know, and the use of substances like this, like marijuana or THC or alcohol or other substances, always have a consequence, a healthcare consequence. And we want people to be as healthy and as well as physically possible. So I would, for one, I don't think that my constituents would be supporting the full legalization. I could be wrong about that, and I'm happy to be informed accordingly. But for now, at least decriminalizing seems to be the most efficient approach to addressing the issue from a law enforcement standpoint and from a healthcare standpoint as well.
Would you consider further legislation or an amendment to the current legislation with respect to people already in the criminal justice system for infractions that, if your bill is signed into law, would no longer be infractions?
You know, that's a good point. And what I would like to see is an ability for a defendant or somebody that's currently incarcerated for an offense for example, possession of marijuana 30 grams or less, who's currently incarcerated, to give them the ability perhaps to come back to the court of jurisdiction, original jurisdiction, see if perhaps the sentence could be vacated and they might receive a resentencing and perhaps be released if it's warranted, if the circumstances of the arrest were such that this was, for example, a first time offense or second time, or the individual had not had a significant criminal history, that allow for some judicial discretion in this regard and perhaps allow for a vacature of the original sentence and provide for a resentencing, which might also envision their release. So, yeah, I'd be more than willing to consider further amending the bill to allow for that.
The Chicago Lawyers for Civil Rights Under Law and the Chicago Appleseed Fund for Justice have published reports over the past few years indicating that other states are seeing cost-effective and successful benefits from putting nonviolent offenders through treatment instead of through the criminal justice system. Would something like that be possible in Illinois?
Absolutely. And we are trying to expand access to our drug courts. We know from the data that exists that for every dollar that we spend on treatment, that we probably save upwards of $5 in incarceration. And further processing these cases from a law enforcement standpoint. So treatment and oversight by the courts regarding that treatment is definitely something that I would be supportive of moving forward.